Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. Green Chocolate Bar was developed to educate you on what's bad with your fitness and nutrition. We are pioneering this industry by challenging old-school methods of thought on fitness and nutrition. We are changing your belief and helping you make real lifestyle changes. If you miss any parts of today's show, don't worry. You can download us on iTunes now under the podcast section. You can also go to clubinhaleexhale.com. All of our most recent episodes are up there. Every single episode is up there. For more on us, clubinhaleexhale.com. If you want to be part of today's show, 978-454-4980. Again, that's 978-454-4980 because we are answering your questions. Make sure to like our Facebook page over at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale. Coach Kelly.
Yep.
How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. Did you get rid of that little attitude problem you had earlier?
I think somebody might have just brought it back. Thanks
Don't
for the
you
reminder.
Hate that? Oh, my God. That reminds me of my girlfriend, Marie.
You kidding me right now?
I've known my girlfriend, Marie, for 25-ish years now. And one day she said we actually worked together at Dandy Donuts for a couple of years. And somebody was like, God, you have a bad attitude. She's like, don't tell me I have an attitude because now I'm going to get one. And
right?
It was so funny. This little 16-year-old girl was like in somebody's face. It was hysterical.
I was perfectly fine. Now I'm not so sure anymore. So why don't you just give me a few minutes?
Knock it off. Cut it out.
What do we got?
All right. So I know you want to recap a little bit about the talk about steroids from
just
last week.
Slightly, because it was a pretty in-depth conversation.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
We had Paul DeSimone on the phone from Gym Warriors and just kind of having a great conversation going back and forth and what it's all about and kind of the stance on it. You know,
yeah.
So just kind of want to do a quick recap.
So his full last name is DeSimone.
DeSimone, not Paulie D.
Well, I thought I see in his Facebook page it says DES. So I thought
right,
it was
Paul
D
Dez.
And like,
right.
I thought it was Dez, and then I was like, is it D, and they're just leaving off the ES, and is it really pronounced?
No, nope,
sorry,
nope.
Okay, blah, blah,
full name.
Anyway, so learn something new every day.
Right.
And we also want to update people on our six-week challenge
that's now over, which
is great.
Just ended last week.
And we're calculating all the numbers this week for our
correct.
Winners, and we have an awards night coming up.
Yes, we do.
And everyone and anyone that wants to come along and cheer these guys on, have a night out. It's a Thursday night. March 12th at 7 p.m. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have light beverages. We're going to have a little bit of food, maybe. And we set up a great little awards night. DJ Ernie.
Yes.
He sets up lights, and we have all kinds of fun, and we do some MC work
good
or whatever.
And I think this is a perfect time for people to come in who haven't had a chance to come over to the club and see what it's about.
Yeah.
Because you're going to meet people that have just gone through
a
six-week challenge.
Mm.
You know, so you get a chance to actually talk to them, not just us.
Yeah.
You know, and find out what it's about and
that's
how they enjoyed it. And, you know, so it's a good opportunity for you guys to get down there.
Yeah, socialize. It's always good. It's always good. And we have, we sent out a broadcast this morning asking our friends and clients of the club to say, you know, hey, guys, what do you want to hear today?
Yeah.
We got some great feedback. We got some interesting emails, so we're going to answer some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last thing? Oh, we want to talk about the powerlifting team, so we'll dabble in that a little bit later in the show, but
we
have some good information on that that we want people to do. And then after we recap from last week, because you want to make a couple of good points, I have my own points to make, imagine.
Of course you do.
Of course. That damn Coach Kelly, she
not
has so much to say.
One.
I know. But what would you do, honestly, without me? Well, other than live your life the way you would want to, but you wouldn't have me constantly poking you in the shoulder.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm so getting you back for that one. Happiness. Oh, that's okay. But I have a meaningful tip of the day. So if you want some popcorn, go pop it now.
Yeah.
Go get your popcorn, your pen, and your paper, because I have something that I want to introduce into the fads of the fitness and the nutrition and the way we think about our bodies.
We'll probably get into that in about 15 minutes or so, I would assume.
Okay,
10, 15
minutes,
something like that.
Yeah, so stick around because you'll again, get out your popcorn, your pen, your paper. You're going to want to write some of this stuff down so you don't forget it. And then not think about it. You know, mm-hmm. these tips are important for people. We want them to help.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead. Jump. Ready?
So recapping last week's show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We got into a pretty in-depth conversation. And I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse here or anything like that. But there's a lot to know about it. And the conversation could have gone on.
Steroids.
Yes,
we just
steroids.
Want to make sure we're clarifying.
Exactly. So last week's show was about steroids. We had Paul DeSimone from Gym Warriors on. We were having a conversation regarding sports, bodybuilding, the use of steroids. Every time you turn around, it seems like it's there, right? Is there a use for it? Is there not? I mentioned in the last week's show, I don't condone it. I personally don't believe in it. You don't need it, you know, and that's the point I want to make today. One of the points that wasn't made last week was the fact that you can. I don't want to discourage people. And because what I said last week was every time you turn around, you find a pro athlete, doesn't matter what sport. My God, it could be tennis. It could be golf. It could be anything these days, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's used as a recovery agent.
Uh-huh.
You recover 10 times faster, you know?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't want to discourage people from thinking that they can't attain that top-notch level without going down that road.
Okay, sure.
Okay?
Okay,
you know,
so how would they do it?
Well, with proper training,
yeah.
Rest, recovery, nutrition.
Mm.
When it comes to nutrition, you have to be so spot on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're weighing every single
thing. Ounce. I've talked about
you're
it before.
You're down to the ounce. That's right.
Yeah, you're down to the ounces and stuff like that. And you're counting. You really are.
Yeah, you really
are.
But it's worth it.
It is absolutely
worth it. Getting into those little tiny mini goals, which create your vision.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm one of those people that I love doing stuff like that. That's me. If you can't, we can show you other ways. But I just wanted to make a quick point there and say, don't be discouraged if you're out there. If you're a teenager listening to this show or an athlete or anything.
Yeah, or even maybe a discouraged previous athlete.
Exactly.
You know, because people do get discouraged.
Yeah,
and
they totally do.
You know, we have a lot of clients, actually, male, mm-hmm. that will say, oh, I was an athlete in high school and, you know,
exactly.
and I'm at this level.
Yep.
Well, in their mind, they're still at that level, but their body's telling them something different. And we're correcting form, we're correcting nutrition, we're correcting their train of thought and where they should be at and what these goals are.
Right.
And when they start to learn from us, they kind of get a little discouraged, but that's part of the learning curve.
That's it.
Is that it doesn't, you know, oh, maybe I should go get a tummy tuck. Maybe I should just go get, you know, maybe I should just go get this. And
let me rub this cream on my love handles.
Let me rub this cream.
Seriously.
It's so true.
I'm not even laughing because it's so true. You know, you hear that stuff all the time and you see the infomercials on it. Come on. If you're up at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, that's when they're selling that
so
cream
true.
For your love handles. You know,
oh,
by the way, if you want that stuff, it's at 2-3 a.m. Listen to the infomercials. It's on some channel.
Yeah, because that's the best time you should buy something off of TV.
When you're delirious at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you know,
when you come home from the bars. Yeah, you can buy that right now.
Yeah. You got an Italian sausage sub in one hand getting out of the bar down in Boston, you know. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
So
sausage guy. He's world famous down in Boston.
Oh, come
sausage
on.
Guy,
you
awesome.
You have to get a sausage when you leave Fenway. You have to. It's a rule.
Yeah. So that's the point that I wanted to make is that don't get discouraged. It can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done. It's very possible. Take the road that's natural.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Take the road that's natural to your body.
Yeah. Why take your time learning about something that's not going to get you anywhere in the long run? It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So that was very interesting. So quickly, give a little update, though, on the powerlifting, the dates and all that stuff. Because,
absolutely.
Because we're talking about Pauly D, because we're talking about our powerlifting team today, just give a little
absolutely.
Something.
So March 21st is going to be our first powerlifting meet. We've set up Team Strong U.
Boom.
Yes.
I love
so it's awesome. We're actually in the process of designing the shirts and getting them today.
Yeah.
I can't wait because it's going to have each individual team member's name on the back.
Yay.
You know, and they get to nickname themselves.
Oh,
you know,
so
they can put their nicknames on the back. Anything they want to do. Yeah, exactly.
Gosh.
I already got mine.
Oh,
so,
you do?
Yeah.
Are you
I think the first four initials, the first four letters of my last name.
Yeah.
Loco.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Okay.
See? You see what I'm saying?
I've heard it all now.
I know you have.
I want to join the powerlifting team. I can't lift anything.
I know you can't yet. So we get
but
you a shirt anyway.
I want to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Can
all
I?
Right.
Can I?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
A little 5-year-old in the studio today.
I'm just kidding.
So March 21st, first competition. We're going to be there. We're doing the exercises, bench, squat, and deadlift.
Yeah.
And we're training for it now. It's a kind of a shorter training regimen right now just because it's so close.
Yeah.
But this is a yearly sign up with our team. And the reason why it's a yearly sign up is because it can take 6 to 12 months to train for a competition to get you ready.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're going to be doing competitions along the way so that you get to learn. You get to learn the technique, the form. You make mistakes. People, you make mistakes. You learn by making mistakes, you know?
Well, yeah.
That's just the way life is.
Yeah.
That's in anything.
Yeah.
So don't be discouraged. I just don't want people to say, oh, my God, I don't know how to do it. Well, so what? You'll learn.
Oh, yeah.
That's my point. You'll learn.
Yeah,
so just jump in,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you want to be part of it, give us a call, 888-707-1102, or I'll give you Coach Kelly's address. You can show up at her house. No? That's no good.
I love company.
So
there's plenty of room.
Right?
Come on in. Put your feet up. You know how I am.
Or email us at info@clubinhaleexhale.com. If you want more information on it, though, it is up online. Go to clubinhaleexhale.com. Go under Team Fitness, Team Training. And all the strongman, all the Team Strong You information is there for the powerlifting team.
And
it's
our first,
awesome.
First sign up member.
Yeah.
50 plus female. She
50
rocks.
50 plus female.
So don't be afraid.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's doing amazing. If she's not listening right now, I know she'll listen later.
Yeah.
On podcast, but she's doing great.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
Yeah. So, are we going to take a break and then come back with my meaningful tip of the day?
Why don't we do
or
that?
Or do you want to start? Okay, we're going to do that?
Yeah, let's
okay.
do that. So we're going to come back. Meaningful tip of the day?
Yeah.
Are you singing today? Are you going to sing?
I'm not going to sing, and I don't want any damn music either.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
Yep.
Yep.
What's up? What's the problem over there?
Coach Michael wants to have a little argument with me, I think, right now. Go, go.
What's
go,
up?
Say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Say what you want to say.
Always looking at it with different sets of eyes.
Oh, you hate that about me. Actually, I think you like that about me, but you hate it at the same time.
I get many different views, though. You know that. I look at things a lot of different ways. Like
one
particular topic I'll look at 50 different ways. Why? Because I'm always taking myself out of my shoes, which most people don't do. It's difficult. I get it. I know.
Are you implying that I don't take myself out of my
shoes? No, I never said that about you.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
No, of course.
Okay.
All right.
So are we clear on that?
I got sneakers on today.
You don't have shoes on.
I got no
sneakers.
Boots. It's a mess out there. Should have brought my boots. I was all upset.
Oh, you left them at the studio. That's why.
That's exactly what I did last night. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well. Life happens.
Yeah.
So are we done? Are we?
I don't know. I guess I got my attitude back.
Did we make it?
You know? Are you going to?
Did we make
keep
up,
it up
or are we still fighting?
Keep it up. You know,
why do I
we'll
think fighting
happens.
Is so funny with you? It just doesn't make any sense.
Oh,
right.
So what's up?
Well,
what you got?
Well, I just wanted to give that little tip of the day and something to think about. Because, as you say, we encourage people to think a little bit differently. You know,
think, look.
Right? Demassify yourself. Get out of the masses. Get out of society's brain because they're ruling your life and you're not ruling your own.
Yeah,
and
man.
We just want to
be a leader, not a follower.
Yeah,
I mean,
we want to encourage
all the time,
people
but
to think on your own and think differently. And when you take these tips, if they don't hit you right away, they may eventually.
Sure.
You know, not everybody's going to get all this stuff all at once. It took us a while to get here, too, and lots of training and lots of workshops. And anywhoozy. All right. So there's something that happened to me yesterday that kind of encouraged me to pull up something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I was at an office space yesterday in Chelmsford, and I went in and I said to the receptionist, you know, hi, I'm here to see so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm waiting for, you know, Mr. John to come out, the FedEx guy came in, and he said, this woman's been at this job forever, at least as long as I've known this company.
Sure.
So FedEx comes in, and, you know, he's a little perky, you know, hi, how are you today? And the receptionist was like, oh, not bad. So when I hear people say not bad, I always think, well, that means it's not good. Like, come on.
Glass half full, glass half empty.
So, and I don't know, I've been thinking that way for years. So when people say, sometimes when people say to me, oh, not bad. I'll say, well, does that mean you're not good either? Right. Like, what is that? Right?
You're very confrontational.
I do. I yeah. love that about myself. I'm like, bring it on,
she
sister.
She wants to fight everybody.
Bring it on, brother.
What right? does she do with Mother Teresa?
No, Mother Teresa, she's in my pocket. She's so cute. Are you kidding me? Anyway, so I thought, geez. And here's what his comment back to her was, well, at least it's not Monday anymore, because this was yesterday.
Wow.
And she was like, yeah. And I thought, oh, dear.
Listen to that conversation.
This poor woman.
He was
woman.
Upset that it was Monday the day before.
Right.
She's all right now because it's not Monday. And then she's like, I guess my life's a little bit better than what it was because it was not bad. My God.
And I was like, whoa.
I don't think, but what? People don't hear themselves.
No.
Could you imagine if we recorded that conversation?
Well, because we're all on the same record.
Of course.
We're all and it's like everybody wants to say the same thing. And just like everybody wants to be busy all the time.
Of course.
You're not busy, be productive, right?
Exactly. It's, busy just keeps you, it's an escape.
Busy means you're not getting a damn thing done.
To me, it's an escape.
Yes, very good.
That's another
yes, that's a whole
conversation.
Other thing.
Sure.
That was very good, though. But anyway, so I thought to myself, geez, that's too bad for her, that she's not bad and at least it's not Monday anymore.
Sure.
So whatever, I let it go. But then it kind of, it really sat with me yesterday afternoon. I thought, geez, there's going to be something that I can help people with here. So
okay.
So I pulled up an article that, I don't even know, came from God knows when. So the question starts out, how do you start your morning?
When now, you, hang on a second.
What?
I don't mean to interrupt you. Just from
then
that line alone, how do you start your morning? While you go into this, I want people to call in and let us know how they actually start their morning.
The same way okay. as everybody else does, probably.
No, I'm not going to guess. I want people to tell us. 978-454-4980.
Yeah.
978-454-4980. Tell us how you wake up in the morning and what you do.
I lay there wondering why bother.
Oh,
I'm just
wow.
kidding.
Just kidding. He's like, I'm just going to toy with them right now.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people actually say that, you know, which is,
well,
or
yeah.
they got the gutters, you know,
sure.
oh, I'm awake, now I gotta get up, now I
right.
gotta shower, now
mm-hmm.
I gotta, well, yeah, you gotta do certain things, right? But anyway, so it starts out, how do you start your morning? When you awake, do you groan, good God, it's morning? Or do you begin in sort of a praise and say, it's morning, God is good? Like,
mm-hmm.
you get to tackle another day any way you want.
Right.
Right? So let it come to you in a good way
yeah.
instead of saying, good Lord, I can't even believe that it's Monday or it's Tuesday or it's Wednesday or thank God it's Wednesday, it's hump day. It doesn't matter what day it is because even like you and I say, Coach Michael,
mm-hmm.
time is made up and so are days.
Time is fictitious.
What if we all as a society took Mondays out of the picture and called it something completely different and then switched it to the middle of the week?
Can you imagine?
Then it would still turn into a hump day, right?
Somebody chose
that
Monday through Friday was a normal work week. What if it was Sunday through Thursday?
Right.
What if it was Tuesday?
So then
Saturday?
We would hate Sundays.
Right. Somebody made that choice.
Somebody made that up.
As a person. Nature did not make up time.
Mother Nature did not tell us what to do.
Right. Right.
Anyway, so I just think this whole thing is very fascinating with, you know, I'm not bad and at least it's not Monday anymore. But here comes a little bit more.
Sure.
So psychologists tell us that we think over 50,000 thoughts per day. And I love this little note in here. It says, no, I do not know who counted them. I wouldn't want to count all those.
No.
But psychologists tell us that we think over 50,000 thoughts per day. Because most of those thoughts are negative, is it any wonder why many people are suffering from depression and or anxiety, right? And depression doesn't have to be clinical and, you know, prescribed with drugs and all of these things and anxiety. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to be a basket case like I am to be to have anxiety, right?
Oh, my God.
It's
what am I dealing
low...
with anyway?
Yeah, look,
seriously.
I'm bananas today. I'm bananas every day. So, It doesn't have to be crazy depression, crazy anxiety. It's a low level
yeah.
of depression. It's a low level
oh,
of
yeah.
anxiety that builds. And people with the, I got the guttas, and they're not bad.
You're giving me anxiety talking about this right now.
Right? I know. Right? So here's a little, here it is from Luke. It's right out of the Bible.
Okay.
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. Now, here's the part you want to write down. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever you truly feel in your heart is going to come out of your mouth.
It's a
belief.
What
goes in comes out.
Yeah.
it's what you're believing.
Of course.
So you believe you're not bad. Change your mind. Next time somebody says, I challenge everyone listening. Next time somebody says to you, how are you? Fake it. Say, I am awesome. And you know what's going to happen to you for the next 10 minutes to the rest of the day?
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be awesome.
Of course you are.
You're going to be like, wow, that just changed my whole day.
So I'll share a little bit.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
For the last probably about a week now, and I used to do this very frequently, right?
Yeah.
But for about the last week now, I've been watching personal development videos.
Oh, sure.
Okay?
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm not going to admit where I'm watching those videos. Could be in the car driving down the highway.
Oh, my right? bananas.
On the dash.
Michael.
I'm sorry. I'm not really watching it, but I'm listening. It's,
okay.
It's
That's
running
different.
Through my Bluetooth. It's in my speakers. So I'm listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually how I start my day off now.
That's
I start
way.
My day off with a very positive message, whatever I might wake up to that morning. And I'm very much the type of person that says, you know, I'm going to wake up. What's today going to bring?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever video I find,
yeah,
I plug it in. That's how it works for me.
Now, because, did this stem from that motivational video I posted on our page? Did that kind of kickstart this?
It didn't.
Okay.
Yes.
Very
I mean,
good.
I had been getting back into it for a little while there,
sure.
But then watching that motivational video
yeah.
and then just kind of leading up to it. And
that
I was like, you know
idea.
What? This is perfect. I'm like, this is the type of stuff that I used to have in my life constantly.
Yeah.
Stop doing it for a little while.
Yeah.
And realizing that it can really affect, as we're talking about
yeah.
right now, the rest of your day.
Yeah.
I mean, most people, there's 24 hours of made-up time in a day, right? Most people will work anywhere between 8 and 12 hours a day.
I think it's more like 6 and 8 because people really are away from their desks and not working as much as they really think they are. But that's, again, a whole
another
other show.
Another show, right? Let's just go with the estimates.
And not
there,
everyone. I'm
right?
just I'm broad brush.
I know.
Broad brush.
So 8 and 12 hours a day of work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going out of Boston, depending on traffic and all that stuff, another hour to two, three sometimes hours in the car,
yeah.
right? That's a lot of hours that you spend awake. And if you're negative, think about how much energy that you're putting towards that negativity.
Yeah.
And think about the way your face looks. If you got wrinkles on your forehead, chances are, take a look at yourself in the mirror. Actually, feel what you're doing.
Upset, don't make that
right?
face at me. I'll give
feel
you a wrinkly forehead back.
But that's what happens. Most people don't realize they're actually constantly in that state.
That low-level stress.
That
and
low-level
it just
stress.
And builds and builds and
you
builds.
Know?
Yeah.
So I started watching those videos, and they get me going now.
Yeah.
They feel great.
Yeah.
And it's just a piece of my day. It's literally 5, 10, 15 minutes in the morning.
Yeah.
You know? And we'll talk about night afters
yeah.
and stuff like that.
And I think
but
that's also part of why I loved and miss when I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, literally 4:00 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Sharp. I would get up and go to the gym because that was the time I
exactly.
could make for myself.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning was the only time I had.
Of
I was
course.
Working a full-time job. I was working late. I was managing. I was blah, blah,
so
blah, blah.
So people are listening to that right now, right? 4 a.m.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are freaking out right now going, are you kidding me getting up at 4 a.m.?
Most
to the gym?
People
that's
roll
insanity.
Back over and think they have
of
hours
course.
Left to sleep at that
but
point.
But you changed your habits.
Yeah.
Why did you change your habits?
Because I needed to. I wanted
but
to.
There's an ultimate reason why you changed your habits.
I had a vision of where I, how happy I wanted to
you
be and what I wanted to do.
You created a vision.
Yeah.
You created a belief
yeah.
that this is the way you're going to be. This is the way you're going to live because this is what it's going to yield you. Most people go through the motions, and it's sad, you know, to not think of where you're going to be or what you're going to do in that present moment.
Yeah.
You know? So getting up at 4 a.m. for most people,
yeah.
that's craziness.
But
for you, you had it all planned out.
I did.
You had it all planned out. And you know what? If there's 24 hours in a day, use them. When
right.
you're dead, you'll sleep.
I was going to say, we're never sleeping
right?
again.
When you're dead, you'll sleep.
Yeah, so there was another point that I wanted to make about that that little excerpt I read from Luke. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the key is, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. And here's something that just happened to me. I think it was yesterday, but I can't recall. This week is becoming a blur. Someone said, at the club, we don't use the word fat. We don't allow people to say, I feel fat, I look fat, do I look fat in these jeans? I'm fat. That's crap. So whoever it was that I was talking to, and if they're listening, call in and remind me who it was, but she said, I know I'm not fat because we've discussed with her not to use the word fat.
Sure.
So now she changed it to, I'm just pudgy. So, I think I remember who it was. I know it was a woman, and I think I know who it was.
So that's like South Park, Cartman, going, I'm not fat, I'm just big boned.
Right.
I can't do his voice and stuff, but seriously.
Right. I think I remember who it was now. I think I remember who it was. I think I had to say it in order to hear the person's voice in my head. But you see what happens when you constantly talk about yourself and you say that you're fat or you're pudgy or you're not giving yourself the proper credit for what you're really, truly worth. Because guess what? The people around you love you. So love yourself. Why do you not love yourself and the people around you are expected to love you? That doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
If you don't love yourself and you call yourself pudgy, well, what if the people around you were like, hey, what's up, pudgy? What's up, pudgy? What?
Yeah.
You'd be like, why? You know, why is my sister or my cousin or my aunt or my girlfriend or whatever calling me pudgy? That's not a new nickname I put out there. Well, sure it is, because you walk around calling yourself pudgy all the time.
Yeah.
Right. But if you walk around and you're like, wow, I feel great today, guess what? The people around you that love you are gonna go, wow, that's awesome. What happened?
Most people think they can't change their mood in a split second, and I'll tell you right now.
Again, a whole other show. We have so much material, Coach Michael. Oh my
but
God.
I'll tell you right now, so far from the truth. You could snap your fingers and change your mood within a single split second.
Yeah.
And your choice.
And it
is a choice.
It directly, what we're talking about directly relates to your nutrition and your fitness.
Oh, my God, yes.
There's nothing in between here.
No.
This is an A to B as the crow flies direct line.
This isn't just about going to the gym and exercise. And this isn't just about, you know, making a better choice with food. This is really understanding the full scope, the full psychology that goes into changing your body, which requires you to change your mind, change your belief system.
That's why I have the best job in the world.
You know?
I'm telling you. I love being a food psychology coach. I love when people come into me and try to tell me that they're fat and they're a binge eater and overeater and they have, you know, BDD and all this stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, I probably need surgery. I love that. I don't want the client that comes in with their hand on their hip, and I've said this before, I don't want the client coming in with their hand on their hip going, yeah, I just came from Planet Fitness, and I just want to lose 10 pounds. That doesn't work for me. That's not my kind of client. I want the client that is in my studio crying because they don't know what the hell to do with themselves, and they call themselves a binge eater, and they call themselves an overeater, and they don't know how to balance the nutrition. That's my type of client.
Yeah.
That's the ones that come in just like a half-dead leaf. I'm going to make you into a flower. We're going to work on this.
Yeah. And I'm not on the other side, but I'm the guy who wants clients that want to push past that level of just intensity.
Yeah.
Take it to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it up there. Because I'll tell you right now, once you taste that, oh, my God.
It's yummy.
It's so good up there.
It's like a green chocolate bar.
Yeah. Never had one. I should.
Oh, how fun would that be to get for St. Paddy's Day?
Right?
Yeah. Anyway. Not that we go off topic much.
Where's the butterfly? Did you see a butterfly?
If my mother's listening, she's so going to make fun of me. Really, Kelly? I like bikes. I see bright, shiny things. I like pennies.
This is why
I
we need to videotape this, because the look you just had, you were like, I'm out there. La la land. See you later.
So anyway, so that was my meaningful tip of the day. And I really hope that somebody takes something away from that. And,
you know, with that kind of comes nobody realizes that stuff, that they're not living in the present moment and living to the best of their potential and being happy all the time. Right?
Well, it's not nobody, but most generally speaking.
Most. Yeah, I'm going to say most. So here's what ends up happening. It just kind of reminded me as we were talking that I read this article a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to do with the 5 most common deathbed regrets.
I was just talking about this morning.
Were you really?
Whoa.
Yeah. So
what's up?
can you imagine, like, people get to the end of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And this came from nurses, you know? So, like, basically hospice nurses and that are taking people that are taking care of people that are going to pass away.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And they basically recorded the 5 most common deathbed regrets. And I'll tell you, it's pretty intense, because we want to make sure that we're living a certain way today so that at the end of our lives, we can look back and say, I contributed. I loved as much as I possibly could.
Yeah.
I gave as much as I possibly could.
Yeah.
And did everything to the best of my absolute ability,
right,
and grew.
Yeah.
And not only that, I taught along the way. I was able to pass certain things on.
Right, being a pioneer.
You know?
Carving your own path.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, so you want to be able to look back. So just kind of reminded me of that and just kind of maybe go through it. You know,
no, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
you know?
So weird that I was talking about that this morning with somebody else. So we were meant to have this conversation, apparently.
I guess so.
Anyway.
I guess so.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Go for it.
Can we move on?
To what?
To clients and friends' questions, because they were really good, and I don't want to miss them.
Absolutely
miss them.
Not. You are so right.
Right.
We're so right. We can pick this up another day.
So, I know. We could really talk about this topic for a long
time. Why
don't
we just, like, I don't know, rebel? I'll chain myself to the desk here.
I know. I'm not leaving tonight,
though. Yeah. And we'll leave it around, like, I don't know, tomorrow. How's that? Is that a time?
You know what? That's so good. We'll leave it, I don't know, around tomorrow, because really time is made up.
Yeah. So, you're right. Let's go into those client questions, because we've got a couple of them, and we want to make sure we answer them on air.
Yeah. Do you have your email pulled up, or no? I don't know what you got going on over there.
I don't know. I got so much here.
Well, because I'm not logged in yet, so we're in trouble. Uh-oh. Everybody's like, hurry up. You guys are behind.
My God.
Oh, my caps lock is on.
Which one do you want to go through
first? This is a tragedy.
Which one do you want to go through first? The first one that came in?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do them in order.
All right. So we had a client email us. She wanted something. She wanted us to discuss. She's got a teenager that is witnessing her transformation and asked if Coach Michael, because they've discussed the bodybuilding programs and stuff like that. If could teach him how to work out and build muscle. He's entering the Marines in September. Congratulations, man. Good for you.
Mm.
And we got a Marine in the other room here?
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
I was just there last week.
You were, right?
That's where I went.
Now, how was that experience for you, man?
It was fantastic. It was amazing being on the outside, looking back in, and just knowing that, hey, I get to leave.
Right.
I remember being those recruits
look at you.
Getting screamed at, you know, and seeing them run. And
So what was that week all about for you?
It was really, like, for in general, it was made to be an educator's workshop. It was a great recruiting tool, but it wasn't really meant to recruit. It was more or less, because I think people get the wrong idea of what the Marines were all about, and they want that if teachers are going to tell their students about the Marines, they have the right perspective.
Gotcha.
And that's what they were supplying. For me, I was just media. I was just there, just sucking it all in and really enjoying it.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, man. Good for you.
Good
for you. So it says he's entering the Marines in September and wants to be in the best shape possible and as strong as possible before he goes. Do you help people like my son? The answer is...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, sure. Okay. No. Of course. Yes. Are you kidding me? I mean, look, Chris, we were just talking about that, right? And you went through boot.
Right.
So how long ago did you go through boot camp?
I went through 2004.
How long was boot camp?
3 months.
12 weeks. I've heard a lot about boot camp.
Right.
And
just
give me an idea.
It's more of a mental strain than a physical strain. A week into boot camp, you have it's called an initial strength test, where they have you run a mile and a half. They see how many pull-ups you can do and how many crunches you can do. I think it has to be 65 crunches in 2 minutes.
Okay.
And I think you need to do at least 3 pull-ups.
Gotcha.
So a lot of it, it's not as physically demanding as a lot of people think it was.
Okay.
When I was in 2004, I got myself all psyched up. I was running 4 miles a day.
Sure.
I was doing as many pull-ups as I could.
Okay.
And when I got in, I almost fell a little out of shape. I wasn't as in shape as I was.
No kidding.
Yeah, just because I was stressing myself thinking it was going to be crazy, but it wasn't.
Okay.
But like I said, it's more mentally demanding, just having to ask permission for everything,
having
to get screamed at over everything you do. You're never loud enough. You're never fast enough.
Right.
Wow.
You never do anything right.
Huh. So they're really pushing you to a whole nother level.
Oh, absolutely.
Of being the best you could possibly be.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
I'm gonna totally redo the way I run my boot camp classes now.
And everybody just quit.
Oh, that's too good.
So, yeah, the answer is absolutely yes. We can totally help your son. I know she's going to be listening to this.
Yeah.
And It's what I love to do. I was just kind of stating that. I love to push people to the next level. Mm-hmm. I want to see that because the reward, for me, the reward is seeing the look on their face.
Yeah.
Of just utter, oh my God, I just did that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think I could.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
And to see that, that just for me just fills me up. Mm-hmm. You talk about giving and receiving.
Yeah.
My reception is the reward of looking at the look in the face.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I will touch base with you later today and make sure we get a time set up so that we can get your son in and talk about goals. Because you're looking at September, and I'll tell you right now,
that's a blink away.
That flies.
Yeah, it's a blink away.
Exactly. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's good stuff. So we'll get them going, and spring is coming, and I'm bringing those tires back out.
The tires.
Oh, I cannot wait.
It's going to be a while before we get those tires back out.
Why? Because of all the snow?
Because of all that snow.
I'm bringing in one of those, what do you got, the fire throws, the flame throws. I want to walk around with a flame thrower just around the parking lot, the studio. And
I
just
want
to
know.
How did you get those issued?
Did you not hear about the story? The guy who actually did this? He was in the news. He got caught. The cops had to come down and arrest him. I swear to God.
Was he sick of shoveling?
He was sick of shoveling. Took the flamethrower out. I'll find the story. But it was absolutely hysterical. I started reading it. I'm like, well, of course. He's had enough.
You put a flamethrower?
He literally took a flamethrower and just started melting the snow like crazy.
That's great.
That's awesome. Just walked by my house just quickly, you know? Yeah. Go ahead.
Well.
The hairdryer wasn't working.
No, it wasn't. It was fed off.
That would be me with the hairdryer.
So
you with the flamethrower and me with the hairdryer.
So good.
Oh, my God.
So we answered that question.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
A lot of hard work there, and we'll totally get him prepped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Be a lot of fun.
I wonder, did she say how old he is? I think she's told me.
If he's going into the Marines in September,
he's doing wrestling.
We'd got to probably say around 18.
I would assume 18. He's 18-ish.
You know,
yeah,
18-ish, okay. 19-ish. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anyway.
So what do we got next?
Well, the next question came in, and it's about shoulder injuries. And
right.
This, I mean,
now he's
I
one
have
of
a,
our physique competitors.
He is. Yeah. He is, Mr. Justin.
Yeah.
He's got he wants to know about shoulder injuries, how to repair them, why do you get them? He's had one. Well, that's too bad. Had one for about a solid 2 months now. Mm. When I raise my arm above my head, there's a sharp pain. Usually it hurts when I do chest exercises like flies and incline bench.
Yeah.
So, first of all, that stinks, Justin. Sorry to hear that. That's kind of a bummer.
Yep.
Shoulder injuries are frequent when people overuse, misuse, or disuse. And what does that mean?
Yes.
That means your form could be off slightly and you're constantly snapping at the muscle in the wrong direction.
Correct.
Or it could be trying to overlap itself in the wrong way. You could have a tear. You could be lifting too heavy.
Yep.
A lot of people will do that. Even though we joke about lifting heavy, if you're lifting heavy, that's great. But if your form is a little off and you don't quite have the muscle technique down, that's going to slam into your shoulders if you're going too heavy. And you won't even see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. I've been there.
I've been there, too.
I think all of us in the fitness industry
I got a lingering soldier injury that I worked through.
Soldier?
Yes. We're talking about the Marines. I worked through it, you know.
What do you mean you worked through it?
I worked through my shoulder injury because of form and technique. So I know how to place my shoulder so that I
see what you're saying.
That pain.
Yeah. Right, you avoided the pain rather than complete the repetitions into the pain.
Exactly.
Right, so that's a bad idea, first of all, right there.
Yeah.
Never just complete your repetitions into the pain. Either go just below the injury site, or if you can put your arm up, like I'm just taking the reverse of this, if you can bring your arm up or whatever the body part is, bring it in the opposite direction, and in this case go up and bring it down without any pain, you have to pick which one until your muscle either heals, you rest it, right? Or you build enough strength so that whatever that snap is that you're doing or the wrong move, you're going to have to build up the strength to let that come back.
Exactly.
I also let a lot of people know, take OsteoBiflex.
Yeah.
I did it for my shoulder.
Yep.
OsteoBiflex with MSM, what is it, chondroitin and...
chondroitin,
And what's the other one there? Help me out.
What, the glucosamine?
Glucosamine, of course. Thank you. Yep. So if you find those three things... in one capsule, and it's all natural stuff. This is not something that's hidden. I mean, it's in all age groups can take it. Mostly, it's geared toward older people with arthritis and things of that sort. But it does help your joints and the things around it. It helps you strengthen.
Exactly.
So my suggestion is, are you doing the exercises properly? Ooh, you might want to come back in for a visit with Coach Michael to find out.
And here's a suggestion.
Yeah.
One, yes, you know, come on back in. Love to see you and stuff like that. At the same time, a lot of people end up injuring their shoulders and tearing pecs on the bench press and shoulder presses. One, because they're using their shoulders on a bench press exercise rather than actually using their pectoral muscles. Now, there is a technique that we use, and I always tell my clients to use a powerlifting technique when it comes to bench pressing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What that puts you into is, instead of your, picture this, you got your elbows out in an L, your hands right above your chest line, ready to go down into a bench press, right? All you need to do to roll into that powerlifting technique is to roll your elbows down and in slightly. What that does is it actually makes your body more compact. Your elbows are closer to your sides. Your shoulders now are tucked in. Rather than being out all by themselves and putting the stress completely on them, you've now put the stress of the exercise on your entire upper body.
Mm-hmm.
And the muscle that you're working is your chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's hard to explain for a lot of people that
without seeing it,
for a lot of people that have never done this exercise before, you know? But just slightly pinching those elbows in will roll them down and give you even more strength. So here's a little tip. You want to lift more weight in the bench press? Use a power lifter's technique.
Yeah.
It's going to make you stronger.
Of course.
And you're going to get more weight and more reps.
Yeah.
You know? So that's one technique that you can use. And Justin, if you're listening, which I know you are, you can find those videos online. And I do have a video on YouTube that explains and breaks down the technique that I use.
Your big three, that's right.
The big three, So I put the bench press one up there, so check that out. But those videos are online. Just find honestly, one of the pros that I love following was Michael O'Hearn.
Yeah.
He uses a great technique. He'll show you perfectly how to roll those down.
Yeah. Oh, and then if Justin wants to look at yours, that's on our YouTube page, right?
It is.
So it's youtube.com/clubinhaleexhale. And look under Coach Michael's big three chest press.
Chest press.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Did I remember that?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a long time ago you did that. Look at me.
Yeah, we got some odd like 70, 80 videos up there now.
I know. Look at us with all the videos.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah. Oh, we got to do another one soon.
Yeah.
So anyhow, what's next? What else do we want to cover?
Well, let's see here. Why don't we go back maybe a little bit to the powerlifting team? Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think we have. Well, because we had so much that we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah.
That, so I'm sort of leaning on you a little bit. Like, is this what we want to go back to?
Sure.
Can we agree? Okay.
Sure.
All right. We agree on that. So let's go for it. So go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Give me your point of view on it. Because I could talk all day about powerlifting. Because that's the world that I spent in. Could you?
I totally could.
Go for it.
Gooba. So what you're asking is, what's my perspective on powerlifting team?
Yeah, I think it'd be great to hear from a female's perspective. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh.
Because the majority of our members are female, and the majority of our members within the Strong U class, although we got quite a few guys coming in now.
We got our boys.
Yeah, we got our boys coming in. And they're female, so I think, you know, for people to hear out there, Team Strong U, you know, I want to make sure that the females listening out there know that this is for you guys, too. It's for you ladies.
Yeah.
You know, and just to get a lady's perspective on it.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like me to hit on in particular, or just broad brush it?
Why don't you talk about what you saw at the powerlifting competition?
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. Oh, my God. It was so much fun. And I think the first thing I would have to say is that the powerlifting competitions are not what most people put in their head, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will see videos and things like that of powerlifting and think that it's total meathead. We've talked about meathead before
on
the green chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's really, everybody's like, all right, I'm going to say it. Everybody's like little love bugs, okay? And
what?
I mean...
what? It's a powerlifting team.
I knew you were going to say that.
Honestly.
No, everybody is very supportive. Everybody wants everyone to do well. You know, it's an individual sport, but you're on a team, and your team is there for you no matter what. No, you know, you drop it, you can't do it, you get into a squat, and you're trying to press, and you need a spot, and you're losing it. They don't care. It's encouragement coming around from all angles. Awesome.
So much fun.
And it doesn't matter how much weight you move. If it's 5 pounds, 50 pounds, 500 pounds, 5,000 pounds, it doesn't matter.
No.
It matters what you want to succeed at, what you want to do. It builds confidence.
Exactly.
I mean, if I didn't have a bum hand, right, I would be thrilled to be on the powerlifting team and being able to push that deadlift of 185 that, again, is one of our videos that we have up on the club page on YouTube.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to pull 185 pounds off the floor. Sounds crazy to some.
Sure.
Not to me.
No.
Not to me. If I can do that, that's amazing.
If you want to see my 405-pound half deadlift the other day, it's on Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
Yep.
Coach Kelly, guess what?
Oh, no.
It's time.
I'm strapping myself in. I'm staying.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank everybody for listening out there today to another episode of the Green Chocolate Bar. You can catch us next week at 10 a.m., same time, same day, and download our podcast over at clubinhaleexhale.com. Stay tuned. Keep your head held high.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com.
And facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body. Will you stay down on me?